Well, let's look at a rectangular object, not a room. It's simpler than a room, but how do you get away? It's simply a dinner mat, and it's actually a rectangle. I'm holding it at right angles to the camera now. But now, what happens if I tilt the thing so that the top of it is going further away? Now, two things are happening. Physically, in the camera or in your eye, the top of it, which has got further away, has got smaller than the nearer part at the bottom. But you're seeing it not changing the size of the mat. The mat isn't shrinking and expanding. It's jolly well tilting such that you're perceiving the smaller image as a more distant object or part of an object. And this is an inference in Helmholtz's term. You assume that the mat remains the same shape, but you see it as tilting. If the mat could change its shape, then it would not be a valid inference to say that it was tilting. So it's all based on assumptions, and Helmholtz recognized the importance of assumptions for seeing. I think one can make a distinction between Helmholtz's unconscious inference and perceptions as hypotheses. The difference, really, I think, is this: that the hypothesis is like hypotheses of physics, of science, and it's really extrapolating from known evidence to make a guess, which might be a leap or jump to what could be a richer truth than available. And this jump from probable data and to a rounded story of what's going on is the hypothesis. And that involves, I think, a bigger sort of creative leap than the idea of unconscious inference. So I think it emphasizes the dynamic nature of perception, the creative nature of perception, that you go from limited data to an amazingly rich experience of the world. This is the point. And that is what I think is captured by the idea of hypotheses, plus the importance of prediction, that hypotheses predict the future. And they predict what is missing in the information around you. They fill in gaps, and all that is important in perception. So I prefer the idea of perceptual hypotheses to Helmholtz's term unconscious inference. I think you need that extra richness to cover perception. I think the perception is a hypothesis. That's exactly what I think. It is a hypothesis. It's a bunch of guesses.